Rose.
It's 12 degrees and sunny at 5 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Dan Taylor. Hillary Clinton will be making a few stops in the presidential battleground states today. She's telling reporters that we're just going to work until the last vote is counted. At an airport outside of New York City on Monday, Clinton said that she wants to be the president for those who vote for her and for those who don't, although she thinks there is work to be done in bringing the country together. Clinton vows that she will get a lot done if she defeats rival Republican Donald Trump, stating that she has a big agenda ahead of us. Pittsburgh, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Philadelphia, and Raleigh, North Carolina were the spots in which the Democratic presidential nominee was campaigning. Donald Trump has stopped tweeting days before the presidential election. Reports said that Trump's staff had stopped him from tweeting. Presidential Barack Obama talked about the report at a voter rally in Florida, telling the crowd that anyone who can't be trusted with a Twitter account shouldn't be trusted with control of America's nuclear weapons. Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, put a halt on the report, stating the claims are false. The Belleville Public Library are holding a storytime event twice a week for 3 to 5-year-olds. Sophie Dudley has the story.
5, 4, 3. A crowd of preschoolers sat on the colorful carpet of the program room on Wednesday morning. Their giggles and squeals filled the halls of the library. The storytime event goes for about an hour, with the first 30 minutes being filled with storybooks and interactive songs. At the end, the kids have the opportunity to do a craft. Bridget Crowley, one of the attendees at the Storytime event, said she comes with her children every week.
That's the nice routine for the kids. I mean, it teaches them before they're ready for school to have to sit and listen and pay attention, and it's nice entertainment for them.
Studies show children who lack a strong foundation of language awareness and literacy skills early in life are more likely to fall behind in school. Shared parent-child book reading leads to higher reading achievement in elementary school, as well as a greater enthusiasm for reading and learning. The library also holds events for babies on Thursday mornings.
Happy end, you know, we shout hooray!
Hooray!
Happy end, you know, we shout hooray!
Hooray!
The happy end, you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know, we shout hooray!
Hooray!
Sophie Dudley, QNET News, Belleville.
Last week, the CRTC held a number of hearings to gauge Canadians on their thoughts and concerns on the topic of net neutrality. Companies such as Cogeco and ExploreNet have made presentations alongside smaller groups such as Open Media and Independent Broadcasters Group. The basis of net neutrality is that all internet delivered to consumers is treated equally, meaning no internet traffic is throttled or sped up. You can find out more or make your voice heard at the CRTC's website. That's QNET News on 91X to 5:07 p.m. In sports, the Toronto Raptors dropped an ugly 96-91 decision to the Sacramento Kings. Raptors starting center Jonas Valanciunas missed the game with a knee contusion. And coach Dwayne Casey says he hopes he has the big Lithuanian center back soon.
Well, we held him out, just erred on the side of caution. You know, right before the game, he says knee wasn't feeling as well. He wanted to go, but we held him out. And again, you know, hopefully if it was a playoff game, the medical people would let him go and let him play. So. Hopefully his day-to-day won't be out too long, get him back.
The Jacob Truma drama finally ends today as the Jets agree on a $6 million deal, inking the young prospect until the end of the 2018 season. The two-year deal will pay Truma U.S. $2.5 million this season and $3.5 million the next. Truma missed Winnipeg's training camp and the start of the season while sitting out over a dispute with the team. Truba's agent, Kurt Overhart, said in a September press release that the 22-year-old blue liner wanted an opportunity to play somewhere else, setting Winnipeg's logjam of defensemen. The Jets originally selected Truba with the 9th overall pick in the 2012 NHL draft. The Rochester, Michigan native has only played 1,211 games and has 23 goals and 72 points. Now for the weather. Tonight's forecast is clear with fog patches developing before morning at a low of plus 4. Tomorrow's forecast is mainly sunny with increasing cloudiness in the afternoon and fog patches dissipating in the morning. Wind expected to be coming southwest 20 kilometers an hour, gusting to 40 near noon. Tomorrow's high should be 17. At 5:09, it's 12 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Dan Taylor. News on 91X next at 6 o'clock.